And the other things that I think that we did, we joined the ATC, Air Training Corps. And in those days, our role models was always the Battle of Britain pilots. I mean, we lived it all the time. You know, we all wanted to be a Battle of Britain pilot, fighter pilot. And the image that we got from these chaps, these RAF chaps, they were always smoking pipes. They always had a pipe. So we decided we all going to smoke pipes, part of the image. Well, I couldn't afford tobacco, so I heard that you could buy a herbal mixture from a store called Lusty's in Southend, and it was 9p a pound, and you got an enormous bag of twigs and bits of petals and everything else. So I took it home and I thought, well, I don't want my parents to know, so I put it under my bed. I came home one day. My mother said, your father's going to be very cross when he comes home. I said, well, why is that? She said, well, mice have built a nest under your bed. Well, when he came home, she showed him and he said, if you're going to smoke, smoke some decent tobacco. So that was that. But unfortunately, every Saturday at the ATC, we had a dance. And the ATC hall was where the co-op is at Tarpots. It was an old hall, but we used to always have our dances on Saturday nights. And I used to smoke my pipe with these herbs. And what happened was, of course, it was a bit like a bonfire. There's all ash and everything else, and the girls used to get covered in ash with smuts everywhere, and they were going on. And I got the nickname of Herbie Bardell. That was what happened there. But it was quite good. The other thing is that we used to, because we're in the ATC, we used to go over on a Sunday morning to Southend Airport, which was, excuse me, an RAF station. And we decided we wanted to be armourers. And they couldn't understand why. Why do you all want to be armourers? Well, if we went into the armoury, while the instructor was instructing, one of us would snaffle a fairy cartridge, which a fairy cartridge is something, a cartridge which is fired from a gun, which sent out either a coloured flare which went up. So we took these cartridges over to Thunderslea Glen, round the pond, which is a pathetic pond now, I'm afraid, wedged it between two trees, or two, a V and a tree, and then with our air rifles aimed at the percussion cap, and after about 20 times we hit it, and of course this thing shot up, big red thing trailing. What we didn't know was that there was an aircraft called a Lysander which was circling around. We didn't see it at the time. As soon as it saw that, of course, around it, it looked, because it thought that maybe there's an aircraft down and it was in distress. Well, we knew that they'd radio the police, so we all had to scatter. We scattered all over everywhere, and that was that. We didn't ever do any damage at all. Nobody ever got hurt, but we used to get up to a few things, I'm afraid.
Going back to the dances at the ATC.
Yes.
Can you describe the hall at Tarpots?
Yes. It had a stage at the back where a lot of the lads could play musical instruments, and they did form a band, which was pretty good, we thought it was. Wooden floor, very Spartan, very Spartan. A couple of small toilets. Really, not a lot to describe. There was nothing much there.
So you had the hall where the co-op was?
Yes.
Was there anything else beside the hall?
Yes,
buildings?
Yes, there was. There was, looking at the hall from the front, on the left-hand side, there was not National Parcels, but it was a company which used to deliver parcels, which is now where the bank, Barclays Bank, would be.
Mm-hmm.
The shops, which are still there, some of them, on the right-hand side, they haven't changed an awful lot. There was one which was just a sort of a in-and-out shop type of thing. The Tarpots pub, which is now the Harvester, that's almost unchanged. There's some change, but it's still very much the same. But and of course at the back of the Tarpots Hall, it was just fields where Focus was. It was just complete fields going right the way back from miles. Well, seemed like miles anyway.
So what time? What sort of time scale was this?
This was 1942.
And dances were held there?
Yes. And of course there was a serious side to it. I mean, we were taught Morse code, drill. We used to meet Mondays and Wednesdays, and then Saturday would be the usual dance. So that's basically that there.